T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Trump holds a rally in Minnesota. We've got the story.
Wichita police are helping the homeless to cope with the cold. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Zombie deer spotted in 24 states, including Kansas. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The average high this time of year in Wichita is 72, and today we will be well below that. How cold is our cold snap? The complete forecast is coming up.
This current cold snap may be a sign of things to come for the homeless in Wichita.
Members of the homeless outreach team spent much of the day Thursday getting the word out about the winter shelters that will be opening soon. Officer Nate Sweetall tells KSN News.
A lot of the homeless don't know about some of the winter shelters that are getting ready to open up here. So we're spending a lot of our time focusing on our outreach and just getting that word and getting that message out.
He says the traditional shelters are full, but the winter shelters will open November 1st.
We do have a Humankind Ministries, which is opening up a winter shelter for men and females. So that's going to help out a lot.
He adds that as the shelters begin to open, they have a need for blankets and warm clothing. Those donations are always welcome at the area shelters. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump held a Keep America Great rally in Minnesota.
President Trump came out swinging in his first rally since the impeachment inquiry began.
The Democrats' brazen attempt to overthrow our government will produce a backlash at the ballot box.
The president complaining Democrats ignore all of the gains on his watch, like a strong economy and a better military.
What do they want to do? Let's impeach our president, right? I don't think so.
The president predicting a big victory in 2020.
For the first time in a long time, we are putting America first.
The president has another rally in Louisiana Friday, followed by one in Dallas next week. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Federal officials have arrested two businessmen, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, for campaign finance violations. Both men are associates of Rudy Giuliani and have been involved with Giuliani's investigation of Hunter Biden in Ukraine. Fox's Catherine Herridge with the latest.
The newly unsealed federal indictment alleges Parnas and Fruman, along with two others, violated campaign finance law by engaging in a scheme to conceal the source or exceed the limit on political contributions. The indictment further alleges that a lawmaker identified as Congressman One got substantial campaign contributions and, in return, pushed for the removal of then-U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. Former Texas Republican Pete Sessions said he met with the men but did not confirm he was Congressman One in the indictment, emphasizing this passage, quote, the defendants concealed the scheme from the candidates, campaigns, and federal regulators.
Giuliani says the case has been under investigation for 18 months and the timing of the arrest is suspect.
A company in Kansas City, Missouri, specializing in turning around financially distressed hospitals, is seeking to help a central Kansas hospital in bankruptcy. We get more from Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
Rural Hospital Group is proposing to buy Hillsborough Community Hospital for $6.9 million. It appears to be the only bidder so far. The 15-bed hospital, about 50 miles north of Wichita, was placed in receivership in January and then in bankruptcy in March after its previous owner defaulted on its bills and other financial obligations. A member of a group that took over the hospital in 2017 has been charged in federal court in Kansas City with one count of conspiracy to commit health care fraud. The hospital was placed in receivership after it defaulted on a construction loan.
Zombie deer have been reported in 24 states and 35 counties in Kansas. Shane Hesting of the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism tells KNSS News, zombie deer is actually chronic wasting disease.
It's a disease caused by a misfolded protein. It's not a virus or a bacteria, so our first case in the wild deer was in 2005, so it's not new. We've had it for quite a while, 14 years in the wild we know of.
Hesting says the disease has passed deer to deer and doesn't seem to present any risk to humans or domestic livestock. The disease reduces the deer to stumbling, drooling creatures.
A former Kansas Democrat congresswoman has dropped out of the race for the U.S. Senate seat, being vacated by Republican Pat Roberts. Former U.S. Representative Nancy Boida formed a campaign committee 4 months ago to run for the Democratic nomination next year. Boida represented a Northeast Kansas district in the U.S. House in 2007 and 2008, ousting a Republican incumbent in 2006, only to narrowly lose the seat a couple of years later. She said yesterday she was leaving the Senate race.
KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Big football weekend coming up, including a home game for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. We'll preview that and talk about a lot of other sports coming up in sports in just a few minutes.
And the controversy over Ellen DeGeneres and George W. Bush's friendship seems to be growing. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Emporia State University is receiving more than $2 million in grants to help professionals seeking to bolster employment opportunities for people with hearing problems and autism spectrum disorders. The university says in a news release that it has one of three programs nationwide that concentrates in working with the deaf and hard of hearing.
The controversy over Ellen DeGeneres and George W. Bush's friendship is growing.
Ellen DeGeneres is continuing to get flack over a video posted earlier this week where she defended hanging out with George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, calling the former president a friend. She added,
when I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter.
Actresses Reese Witherspoon and Kristen Bell supporting Ellen's statement and also receiving backlash, but Susan Sarandon and Mark Ruffalo are not. Both point to the former president's Iraq war. Ruffalo, in his tweet, said, "Sorry, until George W. Bush is brought to justice for the crimes of the Iraq war, we can't even begin to talk about kindness." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Does the name of a parade really matter? Well, one mayor is finding out the answer to that question.
The mayor of Charleston, West Virginia, announcing earlier this week that she was changing the Charleston Christmas Parade to the Charleston Winter Parade. Mayor Amy Goodwin was hoping to show that her city is an inclusive one. Cue the backlash, and it was swift. Several church officials, along with the state's Senate president, came out against the move, citing freedom of religion. And 3 days later, the mayor has now reversed course, and the Charleston Christmas Parade is back on. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
So far this morning, things looking okay out there in traffic. Traffic conditions remain pretty good, although the traffic volumes are picking up. Seeing some heavier traffic out on West Kellogg, especially headed eastbound just in a couple of places. Doesn't seem to be slowing things down too badly out there, though. The gasoline prices in Wichita at the low end, I'm seeing $2.17 a gallon. I spotted $2.17 in a couple of different places. $2.17 55th Street South and Broadway, also 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Okay, let's take a look at the forecast now. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, Steve. Happy Friday to you.
Bah humbug. It's cold out there.
You know what? Hey, Steve, this is one of those situations where, I'm just the messenger. Somebody told me I can take it back. And I said, yeah, I've been trying to take the cold back, but Mother Nature's customer service line is a little bit long right now. You know, we got the cold here. Our neighbors in Colorado, Nebraska, the Dakotas, they've got all that snow. So I know there's a lot of unhappy people out there, but I know there are some people that do kind of like this kind of weather and they can't wait for winter. But I just want some more fall weather before we start to get into winter. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So as long as we can kind of get through this wintry chill right now, at least over the next 24 hours, we are going to see things gradually warm back up. We also got a lot of sunshine on the way, so at least we've got that going for us. Today, though, you're going to want to grab the heavier coat before you head out the door if you haven't done so already, because you're going to want it to get through the morning, and you may need it even later on this afternoon. We're only going to get up to a high of 50 degrees, but that's just the high. That's the ceiling. That means the rest of the day is going to be cooler than that, and with northwest winds at 15 to 25, it'll actually feel like it's in the 40s all day with those wind chills out there. tonight for Friday night football games, make sure you bundle up. We are going to have clear skies still, but eventually lows dropping all the way down into the 30s. Our winds are going to turn a lot lighter, so even though it's going to be a cold start to your Saturday early in the morning, there shouldn't be as much of a wind chill compared to what we're waking up to this morning. And then more sunshine on the way for your Saturday. It's still going to be windy. Those winds are going to pick back up. But the difference is they're going to pick back up out of the southwest, and that's what's going to help us get up to a high of 66. So we'll see a 16-degree difference between today and tomorrow, and then getting up to near 70 once we get into Sunday. And just a quick look at the extended forecast. Not really seeing too many bumps in the road once we get into next week. Should stay pretty mild and sunny out there. Right now we're at 35 degrees, just a few degrees away from freezing, but since we're already past 7 o'clock, I don't think we'll get down to that freezing point, but it is chilly out there. Northwest winds at 18, gusting up to 25, and a dew point of 24 degrees. So, Steve, it's not just the colder air, it's also some very dry air, too, with partly cloudy skies.
Well, I'll tell you what, when anybody complains, you just tell them that I said for them to put on a coat and quit whining, okay?
Okay, I'll quit whining, Steve.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people. Yeah. You're not whining.
I know, but I might be one of the main ones. Yeah. Maybe.
Are you really? Well, put on a coat.
And I'm from New York.
Put on a coat and quit whining, Ronnell. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:15 here on a Friday morning. Time for the secret sound with Steve and Ted. Think you know what that is? I'll tell you this much. This is a diagnostic tool. Now, coming up at 7:40 this morning, you'll have a chance to call in, and possibly, if you know what it is, you could win two large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza and the Mannheim Steamroller Halloween Monster Mix.
Is that our longest secret sound ever?
It could be. It just got carried away. We'll play it again here in just a few minutes.
Well, doesn't that make it easier for the listener, though? I mean, isn't that good for people?
I guess.
There's one you had a few weeks ago. It was like a half second.
That's because I dubbed it. That's because I did the editing. All right. Thank you, guys. 7:15 now, Steve.
Maybe that makes it more complicated if it's longer.
Well, I don't know. Let's see what we got coming up. A couple of things I want to mention today that it has to do with yours truly and Ted and what's going on in our lives.
When's the next time we hear the secret
sound? Oh, we'll hear one at about 7:20.
After sports? Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Right around in there, 7:20. I'll mention mine first. The album is called Mojo, and it's on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Tunes, Music, iTunes, etc. And this is my granddaughter, Evan, and her album has dropped, as we say.
Yeah, you sent me the, I went and looked for it, and sure enough, there it is on my iTunes.
Just Google Evan McIntosh with two N's, and you can give a listen. She's 16, she's going to school down in Derby, and this is what she does. She likes to write and record her own songs, and now she's got an album. How about that? So that's Evan. That's what's going on there.
Yeah, and that's Ted, exciting.
Ted, you've got a huge deal going on. The fundraiser for the Lord's Diner, right?
Yeah, it's a project I engage in every year. Me and some other folks.
It's a good deal.
It's a huge fundraiser that's put on by the folks at St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church in Andover, and all the money benefits the Lord's Diner, which
is this,
of course,
their biggest fundraiser?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's a and. You know the Lord's Diner, it's there downtown at Central and Broadway,
right,
and some other remote locations now.
Yes,
but
yeah,
what they do is they feed the hungry.
Uh-huh.
Every day, every year, they serve up a meal at dinner time. And no questions asked, it's free, and if you need food, they'll give it to you. And so it's a great ministry, and every year St. Vincent de Paul out in Andover does a huge auction and murder mystery, and they do a show, and that's on Saturday night. That's tomorrow night.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's usually sold out. There may be a few tickets left, but you can check into that. Tonight is just the show only. It's kind of a little murder mystery. Bucky Walters, one of my friends, is in it, and I'm in it, and Todd Gooderslow, a great listener, is in it.
It's good. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we just kind of do the little murder mystery, and that's tonight. If you want to just see the show, doors open at 6 o'clock, show at 7 o'clock. There's appetizers, some wine and beer included in the price of your ticket, and then the little musical.
All right. There we go.
Doors open at 6, show at 7, and we'll have fun with that. If you want to go, we'd love to see you there tonight. This event has raised over $1 million for the Lord's Diner in the last 13 years.
Oh, my hat's off to you and the folks who are involved in the cash year to year. About the same two or three people are at the core of this thing. You and Bucky and whatnot, and you guys do a great job.
And my brother Ned is in it for the second year in a row.
Ned's there,
and,
so, yeah, we support that.
Our friend Allison from Derby Middle School is there. She's in it for the second year in a row. So we're having a lot of fun, as always, and, boy, helping out the Lord's Diner and feed the hungry. It's just it's the most basic mission almost there is.
Couldn't feed the hungry.
People need food, and they can get it at the Lord's Diner.
All right, so that's tonight. Ted's going to be in the show all
weekend. Yeah, hope to see you there.
All right, it's 7:19 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. It's sports time with Ted Woodward, and we're talking, well, it's cold. Let's talk about football, okay?
Yep, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs will be home on Sunday afternoon, taking on the Houston Texans at Arrowhead Stadium. Both teams are in first place. The Chiefs might be a little bit prickly this week, coming off their first loss of the season. We'll see if they can rebound and get back in the win column against a pretty good Houston Texans team. These are two of the top 10 offenses in the league. So as you would expected to be the highest scoring game in the NFL this weekend. Of course, it didn't quite work out last week when the Chiefs and the Colts played a low scoring game. Chiefs are a 4.5-point favorite going into this one, as Houston makes only its third ever visit into Kansas City. Mitch Holtis and the broadcast crew have live coverage beginning at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. The game will kick off at high noon on Sunday. Chiefs-Texans, and that's right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Be sure to tune in Sunday for that. We've got high school football tonight. It's week 6 of high school football in the state of Kansas. Some good matchups we're looking at tonight. We got undefeated Mays South at 5-0, hosting 4-1 Goddard Eisenhower. That'll be massive. Undefeated Andale is visiting 4-1 Wichita Collegiate on the east side of town here. And you've got undefeated South Central visiting 4-1 Caldwell. Some of our good matchups tonight. Undefeated Wichita Northwest is home tonight at 5-0, hosting Garden City. Steve Strain will have live coverage of Grizzlies football at 6:30 tonight, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Last night, we had a couple of City League games here in town. Wichita Heights defeated South 42-23 after an 0-3 start. Heights has won three in a row. Now they're 3-3. And West easily takes care of North 59-6. That's now a 3-3 record on the season for the West Pioneers after that win. Got a couple of JUCO matchups to look at tomorrow. Ninth-ranked Butler Community College is home in El Dorado tomorrow night, hosting Air Force Prep. Butler is undefeated at home this season. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler football at 6:30 tomorrow night, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And Hutchinson Community College is ranked number 4 in the nation, and the Blue Dragons host Coffeyville. That'll kick off at noon tomorrow in Hutchinson. Huge matchup at Arrowhead Stadium. I'm not talking about the Chiefs and the Texans. That'll be Sunday.
Yeah.
But tomorrow at Arrowhead Stadium, there's another huge matchup. 13th-ranked Pittsburgh State and 7th-ranked Northwest Missouri State. Both teams are undefeated at 5-0.
Wow.
Pittsburgh State Gorillas. 13th time these teams have met at Arrowhead Stadium. That'll kick off at noon tomorrow. A little unusual that KU and K-State do not play tomorrow. They both have the week off.
Yeah.
This is opening of hockey season. It's the 28th season for Wichita Thunder hockey. And this is a new era beginning under new head coach Bruce Ramsey. Back-to-back home games to begin the Thunder hockey season at Intrust Bank Arena downtown. Tonight, 7 o'clock against the Indy Fuel. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, the Rapid City Rush. And the first 2,500 fans through the doors tonight get free posters. And the Wichita State volleyball team is home this weekend at Koch Arena tonight at 7 o'clock, hosting Houston. Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, hosting Tulane. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Okay, let's play the secret sound again for you. All right, here's another clue. This is a medical sound.
Okay.
Now we're going to play it again at 7:40. At that time, you'll have a chance to call us at 869-1330 and be the contestant and see if you can win a couple of pizzas from Papa John's and that Mannheim Steamroller Halloween Monster Mix. That's coming up here at just a few minutes from right now.
The first part of it sounded like my kitty in the litter box.
I can't tell you if that's right.
I know.
Secret sound.
That's just my guess for a while.
7:23. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. An update on gang murders. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.